Hello everybody, this is Unc. Welcome to listen to my first episode of my podcast, Mindful Gibberish. I have been thinking about starting my podcast for a really long while, partially because my friends told me I'm really funny, and they thought I have many to share, many like really fun and crazy stories or something like that. Partially because I'm clinically depressed, and I feel like this will be part of therapy. You know, like I can just share what's inside my brain, and hopefully they will ease, you know, like my troubled mind or something like that. So, but however, I sort of put this idea aside for many years. I just don't feel confident about me speaking nonsense, and also I really believe in podcasts. I don't know why people are willing to listen to somebody speaking, you know, while doing something else for 1 hour or two. I feel like it's really crazy, you know, like I'm like, you know, if you want to listen to something, listen to music or watch a movie, if only some story, why don't you read? I just don't get it. But anyway, I, you know, now I just sort of, you know, out of my mind, I just like, fine, let's do it for one or two to see how it goes. So this is where I am now. So this introduction, so I'm gonna talk a bit about myself. Like, I'm Unc from Taiwan, if you know me. And some of you may know me as other names, because in Taiwan or any like East Asian country, we have a really, really severe identical issue. Like somehow we just like to call ourselves in other names rather than our original Chinese names or whatever names. And so in junior high, I just feel like Unc really suits me. And it's because when I was learning English, I feel like unknown the word sounds pretty, pretty cool. And also, I don't want to be like Mike, James, John, or however. They're just too, I don't know, too white for me. So I feel like I should name myself something else. So I name myself Unc. Also, it sounds easier than my Chinese names if I want to introduce myself to, you know, foreigners. So just call me Unc. However, this kind of naming issue sort of reflects my own identity difficulty. Like, I sometimes feel like I want to be someone else. And I think Unc in the name helps me to get me out of, you know, my old self, my own identity in Taiwan, in East Asian family, in an image that people think I am, but I may not be. And so I feel like Unc sort of, you know, frees me from this kind of shackles or something. But you know, it's really interesting. Once I studying abroad, you know, like in England, like I met many people here, and some of them are really, really proud of their original names, and they call them by themselves, just like, for example, just many, you know, and they just don't have any identical issues. They just feel like they are fine with who they are. But me, instead, I use many names in many situations or places. Like when I work at Harrow's, I just like to use another name. I don't want to call myself Unc. I want to be someone else. I just don't see myself like a cell. But for some reason, I have to sell something for a living. So I somehow use Marcus. I'm not even a Spanish or something. I just call myself Marcus, and the people there call myself Marcus. Like, hey, how are you? Sometimes when they call me Marcus, it's like, who are you calling for? But it's me, and it's really, really tricky and somehow ironic. I don't know. So, this podcast is called Gibberish. That's because, like, I don't really want to plan what I'm going to say. I mean, I have, like, a really brief outline for the whole content, but mainly, I just don't give a fuck. Like, I don't want to write down whatever I want to say. If I'm funny enough, I don't think I'm gonna do any homework. I'm just gonna say what I want to say right now. So somehow it can be really gibberish. It can be really, I don't know, time wasting. You know what I mean? So if you feel like right now you're wasting your time, I'm really sorry. And see you later. And I call it my fault because I want to talk about something in my mind. I want to talk about my own issues. You know, like when I was in high school, I didn't realize that I have something in my mind, like a broken screw or whatever. You know, like my Chinese teacher in high school once spoke to me saying, "Hey, Zhiyao," it's my Chinese name, Zhiyao, I think you have a learning issue. Like, you are really good student. You are smart. That's what she said, not me. Like, you are really smart, and I feel like you can achieve many things. Again, this is not me, this is from her. However, I feel like you have suffered from obstacles of, I don't know, like, you can't focus on what you're reading or something. And I'm not so sure, but I feel like you may need to see a specialist. At the time, I didn't really understand the word specialist. For me, every teacher is a specialist, you know what I mean? Like they all teach their own philosophy into the course. So, I don't know, I just didn't get it. I was like, fine, should I really find a specialist? Should I tell my mom that my teacher suggests me to find and speak to a specialist? I didn't even get a concept of a shrink or a psychiatrist or something like that. I didn't even get it. I was like, it sounds interesting. I was even a bit proud of myself for making me sound more special. You know what I mean? Like, oh my god, I need a specialist, maybe. But I didn't do it anyway. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell my dad. I didn't tell anyone closer to me. I wasn't really ashamed of it. I was just like, I don't really have to. You know, I just don't have to. So I went to college, but my college life wasn't really smoothly successful. Yeah, just say that I'm not really a good learner. Like, I just don't learn. I just didn't learn anything. I just couldn't concentrate on the course. I feel like everything is a waste. That's true for me. Instead, I met many friends. I did some, you know, like, extra stuff, like, you know, like, join parties or whatever, choirs, something like that. It was fun. But deep inside of me, I always feel like I was lacking something, you know, like it isn't the thing I want to do. But somehow, I just let myself wasting time like that for almost 10 years. Maybe more than 10 years, I don't know. Yeah, right now I'm 32, so maybe more than 10 years then. And it sounds really overwhelming and scary. I have like really severe difficulty of sleeping. Like every night before I go to sleep, I just can't close my eyes because I always feel like I have something to do. But and sometimes I force myself to sleep and ends pretty well, pretty bad, like pretty terrible. Like I can't sleep the whole night instead until the very morning, and it was just so shit. And but however, I just try to tell myself tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be better. I will be fine. Like I saw my friends are doing well. You know, some of them are getting promotions, some of them having babies, getting married, purchasing the car. You know, kind of really, really valuable things. And I was like, oh, one day I think I'm gonna be like them. And no worries, I will definitely be like them. But you know, like when you realize you have this kind of thought of being okay, in my case, it isn't okay. It's just a pretend. It's just like in denial or something. Like, you know, convincing yourself, you know, everything will be okay. It can be really depressed. So like 2 years ago, I was really digging a American TV show called You Are the Worst. And it's one episode when one character is just really, like, you know, carefree and somehow sassy and naughty and also really stupid. Like, but however, she's really good at mindfulness. Like, it's one episode, like one main character asks her to showcase how to be mindful. And she was actually pretty fun at being mindful. And somehow I just really want to be like her, you know, just focus on the things in the present, you know, like if you're eating, just enjoy eating. And when you are with someone else, you just enjoy being with someone else. And like last week I was in Barcelona, in the music festival called Primavera with my boyfriend and his friend. And before going there, I sort of predicted I may not be totally into it because my own issues. Because every time when I'm in present, I just think about future for no reason. So when I was in the like, for example, like, you know, Arcade Fire. Everybody loves Arcade Fire. They were like a new god of indie music. And I grew up listening to Arcade Fire. Wake Up the song I sang through all my college life. You know, it's really catchy and somehow uplifting in a way. But the thing is, like, when I was there listening to their performing live, with many people who chanted the same melody together, it was supposed to be really powerful. My boyfriend was there. He chanted with them. It was to be really touching. It's the melody of my college life. I was supposed to be in there, but I wasn't. I feel like I'm the outsider of the whole thing. I just were passing through the whole concert, and I was so sober, my mind, although I was drinking a little bit and might or might not take something. I'm not here discussing about my personal thingy. Anyway, my mind was like pretty clear. Like, I observed everyone of there. Some, you know, like really loud chatty South Europeans, and some really hard guys over there, and some really fun Asians, and of course, you know, like they're like a big fan, they're like a big fans of, you know, Indian music, Arcade Fire. But I just feel like I was totally out of place. Like, why am I here? You know? Like when they was chanting the same melody, I didn't move my mouth. I didn't make any voice. Yes, I was hugging my boyfriend, but I was hugging him for his own good, not for me. I was making him feel like he's not alone, but I was slightly alone there. Like, I just don't know. You know, it's really tricky. And for 1 second, I even doubted that maybe I don't like the song at all. I'm not so sure. You know, after the concert, after the music festival, I listened to the song again in my really shitty iPhone 4S, which should be replaced soon, but I'm really poor. Anyway, I listened to it. I was like, oh, it's still a nice tune. I mean, it isn't as powerful as it used to be for me, but still, it's a good tune. But I don't know. I just can't enjoy anything anymore. And it's really scary. And when I, it's, oh my God, it's really, really depressing now. You know, like when I'm hugging someone, when I'm hugging my boyfriend. Yes, partially I'm happy, maybe mostly. But it's one part of me thinking, wow, am I delusional? Why am I here? And why can't I just enjoy the moment? Yeah, why am I thinking this, you know? And it's really, really fucking, you know, screw up, and it's not even fun. Yeah, you know. So I guess this broadcast is about me trying to be mindful, and trying to be mindful about everything. And I will discuss about the music I listened to li recently. I like music after all. I'm an amateur of making music, but I don't publish it because I don't find me really talented. But anyway, I like music after all, and I will talk about films which influenced my life as well. You know, also other things. But mainly, I'm just gonna talk about my own process of dealing with my own mental issues. I just hope it'll be fun for you guys. Maybe not fun at all. I don't know. You know, just you know, as I mentioned before, I just don't get the idea of podcast. But I'm here, talking about myself. I hope this thingy will help me to sort out my own issues. I'm not so sure, but let's try out. So I think this is the first episode of my new podcast, Mindful Gibberish. I hope you'll enjoy, and hope you have a really nice day. And if I feel right, I will definitely update. Maybe one or t I'd be maybe once a week or something. So anyway, thank you for your listening, and hopefully see you soon. And if you have any question or whatever, just, you know, send me a something, send me a message or however, you know. And don't make me famous. I don't want to be famous. Thank you, everybody. Bye. See you soon.